This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 25th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day across Israel has been warm and sunny, with clear skies stretching from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. In Haifa, the evening brings a light breeze, making for a pleasant night outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post just in, drugs were found hidden in Gaza aid as the IDF destroyed Hamas weapons depots in a mosque and arrested a terrorist in the West Bank. A senior COGAT official stated that Hamas remains the main obstacle to improving the situation in Gaza. Also, Ynet reports in earlier reporting that Israel struck Gaza as the kite threat returned to the southern border. The IDF targeted Hamas sites in Shati after kites reached Israeli communities, echoing previous attacks with incendiary balloons. Also this hour, Israel Hayom, Hebrew, details that the IDF and Shin Bet destroyed weapons depots inside mosques in Shati and Deir al-Bala earlier today. These targeted attacks aim to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities. Separately, Forward reports from earlier today that American synagogues are spending more than ever on security. Temple Israel in Bloomfield, Michigan, which faced an attack in March, is among those increasing measures ahead of the high holidays. And finally, Axios reveals from earlier reporting a scoop about Syria and Israel moving to defuse tensions after a recent airbase bombing. Syria claimed the strike was unjustified, while Israel defended its actions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global expressed, posting just minutes ago, that Israel's Altalena crisis in 1948 showed Jewish unity and state sovereignty are not competing values as debates on military service continue. Lahav Harkov, a journalist, noted earlier today the limited recognition of Yuval Aviv, a former Mossad operative, highlighting historical intelligence figures in Israel. Avi Kanner, a political commentator, extended congratulations to someone named Rami just under an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post. In a significant operation, the IDF uncovered drugs smuggled within humanitarian aid in Gaza. The simultaneous destruction of Hamas weapon depots and the arrest of a terrorist in the West Bank underscores ongoing security challenges. This development could further complicate humanitarian efforts in the region. Turning to Ynet's report, the resurgence of kite threats on the southern border led Israel to conduct retaliatory strikes on Hamas positions in Shati. This mirrors past incidents where incendiary devices caused fires and damage in Israeli communities. The IDF has warned that such provocations must cease, raising tensions in the area. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that two significant Hamas weapons depots inside mosques were destroyed by the IDF and Shin Bet. These actions are part of a broader effort to dismantle military infrastructure in Gaza. Such operations could have implications for future military engagements. On the topic of security, Forward highlights increasing security spending by American synagogues. Temple Israel in Bloomfield is investing more in safety measures after a gunman attacked them in March. This trend reflects rising concerns over safety in religious institutions abroad. Finally, Axios reports that Israel and Syria are working to ease tensions following an airbase bombing. While Syria condemned the strike, Israel justified it as necessary for security. This diplomatic engagement might impact broader regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that IBI's high-tech business nearly quintuples its profit thanks to a surge in its private trading platform. This growth reflects strong investor interest in the tech sector. Separately, Globes reveals that UVision has secured a $50 million order from the U.S. Army for suicide drones. This partnership with Mistral highlights Israel's growing role in international defense markets. And finally, Walla Business details how Spirit Airlines, after collapsing, sold its internal employee messages to Google for $10 million. This acquisition underscores the value of data in corporate transactions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.